You missed it earlier on. Weird speech, very, very weird speech from Boris Johnson in front of a business audience. Firstly, he lost his place.
With great local schools, with fantastic broadband. Forgive me. Forgive me.
See, that's a long silence, isn't it? But so what better to do than introduce Peppa Pig?
Yesterday, I went, as we all must, to Peppa Pig World. I don't know if you've been to Peppa Pig World. Who's been to Pans? I've anybody who's been to Peppa Pig World. Not enough. I was a bit hazy what I would find at Peppa Pig World, but I loved it. And Peppa Pig World is very much my kind of place. Very safe streets.
He allegedly made an engine noise. We don't have the audio, but I'd love to know what the engine... Anyway, the conclusion of this, obviously they asked him what the hell happened.
In your speech to the CBI, you lost your notes, you lost your place, you went off on a tangent about Peppa Pig. Frankly, is everything okay?
I think that people got the vast majority of the points I wanted to make, and I thought it went over well.
Rod Little's with us. Rod, morning to you.
Good morning. Vroom is the answer. Vroom, vroom, vroom is the noise he made to make the sound of a car, a car which is fueled by petrol rather than one which is fueled by electricity. And that was the highlight, I think, of that speech to an audience which does not like him, which is the business leaders, who in the last budget were infuriated by the Conservative Party's lack of concern for how industry would cope with both inflation and taxation and a complete lack of regard as to what as support for themselves, which is what they expect from the Conservative Party. A catastrophic speech, you know, a really catastrophic. And what it does is it cements in the mind, or adds a little bit in the mind, to this notion of Boris Johnson as being a buffoon, an idiot, someone who does not get the details, someone who is not really serious, and someone who is on his way to losing the 2024 election.
Is he okay, though, or was this just a bad day?
I think he's not okay. I don't think today... I think today actually, in a sense, does add in quite a big way, because it shows a level of incompetence. I mean, if you were instructed to talk to your country's business leaders, you would prepare a little bit. You know, a few jokes are okay, but you would have something of solidity to say, something of import, something which would play to them. He had none of that, none of it at all. And it's the same kind of utter complacency which we saw during the time where he said, you know, he'd crashed the car over Owen Paterson, he had taken his eye off the ball, etc., all those various cliches. The same complacency and arrogance, which frankly dropped him 6 points in the polls within 3 days.
So we also have the social care reform. Now, that's been coming for a while, and they've made a lot of promises. What essentially is the social care reform? What are they wanting to do, and why are they now in trouble?
Well, the big problem is, how do you deal with the growing number of people from particularly poor backgrounds who are going to go do lally in the next 10 years? And what do they have to do? How do we have to fund them? And the big problem, if you remember the 2017 election, and I remember it very well, a remarkable election, where Theresa May insisted that actually the poor would have to pay for their own social care effectively after about 25,000 quid. And even though actually it didn't affect that many people, it was a really, really big issue on the doorsteps, especially in that red wall area that Boris won in 2019, that people would come to the door when he was saying, who are you going to vote for? They'd say, well, I'd like to vote Conservative, but they're going to take all my money away when I go mad. You know, it really was as simple as that. Mm. And what we've got at the moment is something which is a kind of halfway house, that indeed some of those people are going to be the threshold has been raised. Some of the people who would have fallen into the trap will not fall into the trap, but it's still not great. It's a far more difficult and a complex problem than the issue of Boris's speech to the CBI. And it's not something that can be solved easily, and no one would pretend that it could be, no matter how much the Labour Party says you're letting the elderly down. Yeah. But again, it doesn't help Boris.
No, it doesn't. Just give us a quick update with Austria and their mandate, and everyone's going to have to get vaccinated now. Germany may well go down the same track, and I know Britain ruled it out yesterday, but they rule a lot of stuff out until they don't rule it out. Is there any possibility that Britain's in for a really ugly winter like the rest of Europe and some sort of mandate's going to be enforced or not?
You would think that there was that possibility. Again, I think you play to the psychology of the thing. This doesn't feel like a country which is about to go into lockdown. Again, yes, the number of infections are rising. We're now over 40,000, which is the highest for some time. But it still doesn't seem that we're quite in the position that Germany and Austria are in. And indeed, those third jabs are now going out to people and more are taking them up. So, no, I don't think we're in for that yet.
Good on you. Catch up Thursday, mate. Appreciate it as always. Rod Little out of Britain.